Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 24th of July. The FTS Saturday Morning Bet Show. I've got a little jingle going. I'm going to have to set a little jingle. I am going to try and make Saturday as much as possible all about bets. We'll do them at the end of the podcast. I may have a few guests on through the season adding bits and bobs. But again, trying now, we're getting slightly back to normal footy time. I've got, still got a few weeks to go. And hopefully, coming out of COVID, we can get back to the podcasts where they were pre all this nonsense. So I'm going to have a few bets for you in a minute, and nice to see sort of 40-odd fixtures on the sheets and on Betfair that I'm interested in, but I'll get back to that in a minute. Firstly, Ultimate Guys, sorry, I'm just so tired. I will get back to normal, as I say. It's been a bit of a week. I did eventually get the odd sheet right. I think I confused some people who are new as to what was going on. Everything is in the members area, and if I change a file, I'll upload it in there. I did send out three odd sheets. I do realise that. The first one, I got all the fixtures and the wrong formatting. The second one, I got the right formatting and not all the fixtures. And the third time, I believe I got it right. Third time lucky. Just a combination of obviously everything starting up, things we had to get in place, and then the looking after a one-year-old. So, yeah, apologies for all that yesterday and the multiple emails and all the nonsense. Just one of those things. And then the old Boris job. I always know, see, as soon as I mention his name, I know there's a few people. I've got to be honest, I don't get what your adoration of the guy is. I really don't. I'd love some of the thing they never do is never tell me. So I would love to know what that is, the adoration. But it's just really interesting. It's just really interesting how it goes. I had you're thinking, the people who contact me, the thinking is it's quite bizarre. It's actually what I think. I'm going to just talk about this for 2 minutes. I know it'll bore people, but there you go. It kind of sums up for me where the world has gone, certainly sort of since, I guess, the Brexit argument, really, but, you know, Trump is well over there. I say I don't like Boris. At no stage do I mention politics, parties, anything. I say Boris is absolutely a fucking odious, despicable human being. I think it, you're just conservative bashing anything the conservatives do, you. Absolutely bollocks. It's like, to put it into a football term, it's a bit like me saying, and I'm just going to pick a random footballer, I'm going to say, I don't like Paul Pogba. So let's say I just get up in the morning and I'm talking to somebody, I go, I don't like Paul Pogba. And they say to me, oh, you fucking hate Man United. No, I didn't. I never mentioned Man United. I said, I don't like Paul Pogba. Oh, you fucking can't stand Man U. Fucking always on, don't like Man U. No, I just said, I don't like Paul Pogba. I actually do quite like Paul Pogba. I think he's a better footballer than people think he is. I don't know why I picked him. Jack Grealish was the first name that popped in here, but I know there's a few Villa fans. They've gone, you don't like Villa. But that's exactly what it is. So you say you don't, you know, I'm not keen on Paul Pogba there. You're the ones that are wrong. You're the ones that are wrong. The Conservatives could put Peter fucking Sutcliffe in charge and you lot would still be going, oh, he's brilliant, he's brilliant. The man we have got in charge, and I've said it consistently now for 18 months, is a fucking imbecile. Just because he went and did classics and that Oxford doesn't make him clever. He tries to portray himself as clever. He's fucking dim, he's a fucking liar, and he's a fucking odious human being. Look at his private life. He is a fucking man with no morals whatsoever. That is what I do not like about him. Can't make it any clearer. Not talking about political parties, not talking about anything. The man that you all worship as the leader of the Conservative Party is an absolute fucking odious human being. That's it. Don't need to say it anymore until he makes another fuck up, and then I'll remind you again, and I will keep reminding you because he is a fucking odious, thick, imbecilic fucking human being. Can't fucking bear the man. Doesn't mean I don't like anything else. Unfortunately, our whole political system is completely and utterly fucking wrong. It is fucked, and until we get some proper people in charge, you've got absolutely no chance. The whole thing is a fucking waste of time. It really is a fucking shambles when you look into it deeply. That's it, got that off, and breathe, and breathe. But I do like the fact that it stirs some people up. So there, I'll have some more. Have some more today to fill my time in between goals going in. What else have we got? There was something else I had as well. Fucking old Boris has got me off track there. I'm looking forward to getting back to normal podcasts and things, I'll be honest. I've quite missed doing them. As I know we sort of did the Euros, but that was all, you know, non-stop looking at football and getting that. I'm quite... cover some different topics, tell some jokes, do a bit of singing, get some recipes on, do a bit of betting. Lovely. Right, where are we? There. Just lost a load of Boris fans. Right, football. I was going to say a late first half goal at Tosu, but it's just kicked off and they've scored in the first minute, so we'll ignore that one. That is gone. Right, we have got then... hold on, got to get back to my screens now. Got to work out all this works again. The usual setup in the cockpit. Okay, so Tosu is done. Are there any more of those? No, so I've got no further first half goals. Okay, we have got a late goal at Werder Bremen Hanover. So this is Bundesliga 2, 7:30 tonight. So if there hasn't been a second half goal, irrespective of the half-time score, if there hasn't been a second half goal by 75-80 minutes, then you can, and all these again at your own peril, drip lay a second half goal at Werder Bremen. So let's say 80 minutes onwards. I'm going to try and get some prices and record these for people as much as I can. So I'm not going to do everyone, and if anybody wants to help out in that regard, more than welcome. So 80 minutes, Werder Bremen. If there hasn't been a second half goal by that time, then drip lay the relevant goal line. So if it was 1-0, you would lay under 1.5 goals, and do it sort of 80 minutes and 85 minutes, get a couple of bets in. Werder Bremen versus Hanover, and I have got a 1.5 goal, which is a 7 o'clock kickoff at Legia Warsaw versus Wisla Plock. Legia Warsaw versus Wisla Plock, exactly the same as we did through the Euros. If it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals on 20, 27 and 35. So take your points, split it into three stakes. If any part of the bet gets matched, then remove and the goal goes in, remove your liability. If the goal goes in too late that you could only leave red, then just let it run and hope you get the second goal. So the max risk is a point. So over 1.5 goals, 20 minutes onwards, Legia Warsaw versus Wisla Plock. And as I say, I did have a first half goal at Tosu. I was hoping to get in quick, but we'd missed that. So, and I wouldn't have bet that at that time anyway. I would have waited 20-25 minutes. So obviously now we are going to see volume pick up. We've got the league starting over the next 3-4 weeks. As I said, I made a video for the Ultimate Guys yesterday. As I said to them, don't, you know, it's easy just to go diving in, all football's back, great. Just, you know, take your time, stick to your plan, do what you should be doing and what you set yourself up to do. One of the biggest areas where I restrict the games that I bet in personally is by using league filters. You know, if you've got access to these things where they've got, you know, 80-100 leagues, you know, some of these scanners, I imagine they have every Betfair game going. You know, how they work really, whether you can turn them on or off, I don't know, because I don't have them. But if you've got those sort of things and that's what you're using and every game's popping up, I'm telling you now, you will get beaten up. The more you bet, the more you're going to get beaten up. And if you are betting in markets that are illiquid and are weak, where bots are just firing prices in that offer absolutely no value whatsoever, they're just basically there to take advantage of you, you are going to get destroyed. It's something I'm going to do a bit more on. You know, we'll get into the Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday podcast routine pretty soon now, which I'm looking forward to. And you know, Mondays, I will still be doing some Mindset Monday. I know we're doing the summer school, but there'll still be bits that we'll talk about continually. Friday will be the preview, Saturday will be bits, but you know, it's one of the key areas for people. You know, you look at most people, they're just getting involved in far too much. And a lot of these tools obviously enable you to do that. That if you can sit there and I don't know what they are, in play scanner, and it sits, I imagine it's just a screen of all the games on Betfair telling you some stats. You know, if you're sitting tying yourself to that all day, the likelihood is at some stage you're going to do your absolute fucking bollocks. And if you're sitting there, oh, I haven't had a bet, you know, Tosu game, I missed that goal. Oh, but there's one in Vietnam and there's £4 in the market. You're going to get beaten up. Just my two pennyworth. Have a lovely little Saturday afternoon. Weather's crap, summer's gone. I'm going to sit and get into my football, and I will speak to you guys on Monday.